And this hymn, God Will Take Care of You, was written by Sivilla Duffy Martin.
Yeah.
And she was born in the year 1866. And she was a school teacher with the modest musical training, and she can write and she can play the music also. And she and her husband's name was Walter Stillman Martin. They all have a long name. And they both used to write songs for gospel songs for revival meetings.
Mm-hmm.
So wherever there's revival meeting, they will go and sing.
Mm.
In those days, there'll be more revival. I don't know whether they have revival meetings these days, but in those days, it's a large gathering, like right, for revival meetings on the open space.
We have all this revival prayer and reformation that you get, you know, when you did under trains of 40 days.
Right? This is within a church, but it's not like open space, open area.
Yes, tent meeting and that. Before, we used to do.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, and Mr. and Mrs. Martin used to go and sing there. And Mr. Martin, the writer's husband, he was a hymn writer and a Baptist minister. And he became a member of the Disciples of Christ teaching in Atlantic Christian College. And they both had trainings too in various areas. And have you heard about the hymn? His eyes is on the sparrow.
Yeah.
Yeah. This hymn is also written by the same hymn writer, Sivilla Martin. Yeah. And she wrote this hymn in the year 1905.
Mm-hmm.
And God Will Take Care in the year 1904. The hymnologist Kenneth Ospeck describes the background of the hymn, how this hymn was written. This was composed while the Martins were spending several weeks as guests at the Practical Bible Training School at Leicestershire, New York. So both have gone as guest speakers at the Practical Bible Training, and Mr. Martin was involved in helping. In the Bible Training School, the president of the school, his name was John A. Davis, and he and Mr. Martin were preparing a hymn book, a song book. So they were just deciding which song to be added, what are all the new songs that they could write, and write the tune, and all kinds of things. They were preparing a hymn book, song book. So while this was going on, Mr. Martin, who was a well-known Baptist evangelist, was invited to preach at a church some distance from the Bible school, where they were staying for this particular program to make a song book. During the time, Mr. Martin was invited to preach in a church. So he agreed to preach, but that Sunday morning, Mrs. Martin, the writer of the hymn, God Will Take Care of You, became suddenly ill. So making it impossible for her to go with, generally they both will go together wherever they go. But this time, Mrs. Martin couldn't able to go with her husband. So Mr. Martin decided to consider canceling his speaking assignment because his wife was seriously ill. But since since it would be needful for him to be gone from her for a considerable time, maybe Since she was ill, he doesn't want to leave her, but he will go in the morning and come back in the evening, maybe late evening. But still, he was not happy. But just then, the young son, he was hearing what's happening at home and what the parents were talking about and what's the situation of his mom. The boy said, Father, this is his words, Father, don't you think if God wants you to preach today, he will take care of mother while you are away?
Oh, wow. So that's the hymn.
That's the hymn. See, you're going to do God's ministry.
Yes.
Don't you think God will take care of mother while you are away?
Good that's question. Very those days, man. Different like today.
Guess what? He left his wife, he went to preach.
And she was okay.
Yeah? Mr. Martin preached the Sunday and returned that evening to find his wife much improved.
Wow, that's praise God, yes.
But she was not just lying down. She wrote the hymn while the husband was away.
So she must have been better.
The words of her son inspired her a lot. And there she was meditating on those words. Yeah, God will take care. And she just wrote a hymn.
Wow.
Yeah? In fact, while he had been gone, she prepared a new text that was inspired by the son's statement just before her husband left that morning. Before retiring to bed that evening, Mr. Martin wrote the music to his wife's text. Oh, everything happened on the same day.
Wow.
Yeah. And this is what Mrs. Martin said. This is what she said. God will take care of you was written on the Sunday afternoon while my husband went to a preaching appointment. He returned. I gave the words to him. He immediately sat down to his little billhorn organ and wrote the music. See, they were not tired, right? He went to the chapel for preaching home. And the wife gave him a hymn. He didn't say anything. He just went, set the tune for it.
Yes.
And everything happened on the same evening. And not only that, that evening, he and two of the other teachers from the Bible school sang the completed song.
Oh.
They were so interested with the tune. They were just, and the words, the lyrics, they complete a song. Not only that, I already said that they were just setting the song, trying to make a song book, right? So it was then printed. This song was printed in the song book he was compiling for the school.
Wow.
It all happened in a day, and they just added the song out to the song.
I was thinking how different we are today. We do a bit and then we are tired, we stop.
Yeah.
Different. Well, I think different reason, I suppose. Yeah.
Our mind wanders, right?
It's the work of the mind.
Today
is different from what it was. There are far too many things in this world.
So difficult. I'll just start reading the Bible. But by the end of the same chapter, my mind will go somewhere and I'll just forget what I was reading, then go back again to read.
I think maybe also we have a lot more distraction nowadays. Something like television, maybe they didn't have a radio, but you know.
Yeah.
But then there is to the side of it as well. Even with the Bible, there is a lot of argument. People argue about even the facts from the Bible. So much so that, you know, it takes away that tendency to really rejoice into that hope and write. This is what they see. This is the work of God. You can see this is the work of God. But today, there are too many discussion, too many things coming.
Yeah. And the hymn was based on this particular verse. That's 1 Peter 5:7. 1 Peter 5:7. I'll read. Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. So based on this text, the hymn was written.
That's what she wrote the hymn on. Mm. I think it's beautiful when people have a mind disability to just
yes.
sit and write him.
You know? So. But generally, when anyone says anything, we just ignore, right?
Mm.
Especially if it's from our children. Or the little ones, we just ignore.
The family, yeah, all families are the same.
Yeah, but here she was so inspired by his son's statement. And there, this hymn was written in the year 1904. And still we are singing.
Yes.
God will take care of you.
It's a nice song as well.
Hymn 99. Shall we sing?
Yeah.
Hymn at Radha's here.
Exactly.
Do you want to start, Radha? Please.
Okay, let me just get it up. Hymn number?
99.
Be not dismayed, whatever betide, God will take care of you. Beneath his wings of love abide, God will take care of you. God will take care of you through every day or all the way. He will take care of you. God will take care of you.
Anyone? Mr. Raymond?
These are told your father of the faith, for you take care of you. When dangers fierce your flock are saved, God will take care of you. God will take care of you through every day of all the way. He will take care of you. God will take care of you.
He will provide. God will take care of you. Nothing you ask will be denied. God will take care of you. God will take care of you through every day, all the way. He will take care of you. God will take care of you.
Yeah. No matter what may be the test, God will take care of you. Lean weary one upon his breast, God will take care of you. God will take care of you through every day or all the way. He will take care of you. God will take care of you.
Amen.
Nice, right?
Yes. Yeah. That's a nice hymn. When you read it, I wonder why does it make any difference? Why does it make that difference when we are singing it, in the church? We just sang it?
Yeah.
But when we're now reading it, it became more meaningful?
Yes.
God will take, we know if God take care of us. I don't know.
The assurance, the positive, God will take care of you.
Yes.
Every day, of all day. Now this makes me think of this lesson we had last quarterly about all the turmoil that we face every day. Some more, some less, some different, but God takes care. Whatever, I know it was in that crucible is one word, but we can divide it into our own, what we face every day. Mm. And God will take care of you.
I think that the reason why it makes such a big impact on us when we know the stories, because of the whole beauty of salvation, it's God who is inspiring man to inspire others. It's the same way that he used the Bible. He's inspiring and he's showing how vested he is in each individual on this earth. God using these authors to inspire them,
yes,
to inspire others.
Do you think one day some of the things that God has done for us will be explained and we will think how marvelous, you know?
Yes. I think that it's going to be very profound, Hilma, because when we get to heaven, we're going to be the last lot of people, one of the last lot of people that were on this earth. So we've heard so many testimonies. And maybe when we get to heaven, some stories will be told of some of us, you know.
Could be.
And how the gospel was advanced through some people in our generation.
I'm sure there must, yes. Because everybody is, because my experience in UK would be difficult to somebody that's spiritually at home.
Will be different, you mean?
No, would mine be different from somebody in Ukraine or Somalia or some other place? But they have their own experience. I mean, I hear what it says, be not dismayed, God will take care of you. You need the wing of love, I will take care of you. You know, whatever betide. So whatever betide could be anywhere, in that position.
Yeah.
You know,
it is interesting, but two him following each other, 99 and 100. 99 is like somebody is talking to you. God will take care of you. 99 is saying how great God is.
Yes.
Anyway, I like the awesome strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. All blessings of mine, 10,000 beside.
Which one is that?
100.
100.
I said, one is talking like, you know, it's more or less talking about, looking about God in our life.
Yeah.
Actually, if you think about the hymns, each one is significant and each one so meaningful and powerful. But if you put that whole hymnal together, it's like another gold mine, isn't it? Like different gold mine from the Bible, but another gold mine as well.
Yeah.
But it takes the power. Actually, that was my comment when I was thinking about what you were saying, Sister Shiva. That is the power of the Spirit of God. All of this would not be possible without the Holy Spirit. And who God uses to use us. But the other thing I was thinking is, if one of them, father, son, or mother, were not in the mind of God, maybe this wouldn't have happened because they were all of the same spirit? And also, it's like a tree growing, isn't it? More fruit will grow if the soil is fertile. That kind of thing I'm thinking of. But also, it's how God uses us, like example in our churches or our church families or in our own families when we worship God. He uses one to bless the other. The son spoke of it, the mother, I don't know, I forgot what the father's role was, but the mother took off and what was the father's role in the song again?
No, he set the tune for it. He set the tune for it. He composed the hymn.
So it must have been also the vocal hymn writers and singers and all that.
And they both sing in revival meetings. It's interesting, right? Sorry, Sister Noli, carry on.
No, I was going to say, it would be nice to know how many hymns they've written.
What's her name?
Sibylla Duffy Martin. That's her name. It's interesting. She says we cannot just escape from problems, right? Soil will come. A heart will fail. You know, dangers will come. Everything will come, but God will take care. That's what she says in stanza 2. Through days of toil, when your heart does fail, God will take care of you. When dangers face your path assail, God will take care of you.
Mm.
And it's interesting, all you may need, He will provide. He will provide.
So it's quite a broad area of the spectrum.
Yeah.
You know, for every day, you will take care of it, okay. And then the 2 and 3 and 4 You look at it.
And we have to lean on God's breast. He will take care. Lean on God.
Yes.
Trust His promises.
Is that, I wonder if that's what you would call the anointing of the Holy Spirit? You know, to be able to produce that kind of fruit? I don't know.
But it must be because I think all about God is that positive joy, you know, kind of thing.
In a way, though she fell ill and stayed at home, she also spread the good news.
Yeah.
Her husband went to church to preach, he also spread the good news. Maybe his preaching they wouldn't have recorded those days, but her song is recorded. We are still singing.
It's encouraging. It's an encouraging hymn. All the turmoils of life, and yet God will take care of you. Whatever aspect it is. No matter what may be the time, no matter what it is, God will take care. Something to remember all the time.
Reassurance. Okay, we are not